It's primarily my my wife and I. Her parents are also involved. And then just maybe about half a year ago, we brought on some extra help too. But it's mostly a family affair. We were kind of surprised because it started off with a bang, which we weren't expecting. We were expecting kind of slow and it'll grow. And then the first winter hits, and everybody, I think, just huddles up for a while. And so things slow down then. And that's kind of been a trend. Late summer and then early fall during leaf season is always the busiest. Right off the bat, we had people saying, oh, are you going to serve meals too? Because it had been a restaurant for 12 or 15 years, I think. So a lot of people were expecting that. I think it was 2 weeks later, we did like a small 3 or 4 item menu. And that really took off. So we did that for like a few weeks, changing it every week. Then put out a regular menu as well. And it just kind of kept growing. Personally, I've been cooking since for as long as I can remember. In college, worked part of a cafeteria, and then later on, line cook at a restaurant. Worked for a caterer. Wound up working in Saranac Lake in a kitchen for a little while too when we moved here. So I sort of love and live and breathe the kitchen. That part's great for me, and especially so since we can change things up so much because of the changing with the seasons and, you know, what meat we have in the freezer and what, you know, cheese the creamery's making. So I like the challenge of, you know, being given something to work with and then having to make something of it, sort of an Iron Chef every week. So right now, it's like 50% sort of restaurant and cafe, 30% like bakery and coffee shop, and 20% goods from our own farm and other local farms. Meat, eggs, veggies, syrup, honey, cheese, that kind of thing. There's a lot of people that'll come for the first time. They'll eat or get something and then are kind of like appalled that they're like, why didn't I know about this sooner? So that's always great feedback.